Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning many folks have strange phobias.
It gets pretty weird.
It also gets weird if you have a millennial tattoo, because we revealed what the millennial tattoos are, and then many of you have them and have combinations of them.
Yeah, and you feel seen, don't you?
I really do. Yeah, I gotta go get a Harry Potter tattoo. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
A man in Japan was caught. He stole 3 tennis rackets from a high school men's tennis locker room. And when arrested, said, "I just stole them because I like the smell of the sweat and the handles." Mm. So I hang around and I wait for dirty old tennis rackets. Yeah. Now he's going to find out what a jail cell smells like.
He might like it.
He might actually.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of interesting scents in there.
What's the weird smell that you actually love? My own farts, 847. You know, the old phrase is everybody likes their own brand, so I get that. The smell of old elevators, 217. I know what you mean. Really? There's something about an old building, and you get into an old elevator, and there's some kind, I don't know if it's the ghosts haunting it, but there's some kind of smell in there.
It's like a little stale.
It's just, yeah, it's something about like old buildings, maybe. Maybe it's like the, it's probably a little bit of mold. You know?
Old elevator. Interesting.
Puppy breath, 708. I know it's weird, but I love it. 708 puppy breath.
Terrible.
And you just dealt with this with Luffy, your sister's puppy.
Yeah, I can't, puppy breath will knock me out. Like, I love a little puppy, and I'm like, face the other way, you filthy little demon.
I'd rather smell your butt.
Yeah.
Now some more popular ones. Permanent black markers, 815, like the smell of a Sharpie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Gasoline, 219, you know. Popular. If you have that can of gasoline from when you were a kid mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Or just standing at the gas station and just breathing it all in.
Hey, can I sniff your tank really quick?
Yeah.
What? Get away from me. This is electric. Oh, sorry. That's confusing. Diesel fumes, 630. And then skunk. A lot of people texting skunk.
Really?
Yeah, skunk. Like that weird smell of skunk.
That's weird.
630, I like the smell of rain on hot asphalt.
Yes,
sounds like
good.
A naughty novel. Hang on a bit. Pine Sol, 224. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's weird. Euro sweat. Like the Euro meat, the smell of that, and the oil dripping off it?
Maybe, yeah, just like kind of the fat.
Because it's spelled like the sandwich.
I thought you said Euro.
I know,
European sweat. It's
right,
a specific kind, and I actually can smell that in my head.
It's a little bit saltier and garlickier than the rest.
It is different.
Yeah.
It is different.
630 text, I love the smell of new rubber tires. I totally know it. I love the smell of new rubber. The places you get it are either at a tire shop. You walk in there, and that's right there. But also sometimes at shoe stores. The smell of the leather and the rubber. Ooh,
yeah.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen cardboard boxes. I can't explain it, but it is so refreshing. 708.
Frozen.
So like in the winter, if you have the recycling out there, and then you go to the bin, and there's something about that smell.
Yeah, that's weird.
630, the smell of fertilizer.
Yeah.
You walk into any like Ace Hardware, True Value, those smaller hardware stores. Love that. Something about it. Car exhaust in general. Okay. 773. It's that little buildup of gunk on the back of my earrings. I love the way it smells. Yeah, that kind of made me hurl a little bit.
But I kind of know
but
what
I
they
don't
mean.
Want, I know, and I don't want to yuck your yum because I get it.
Right. It smells like pus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And you're like, and that's one of those times where you're like, why'd I go back to smell it again?
Right.
312, dank ass kush. Sorry, dank weed. Yeah, it's good weed.
Right, right.
That's funny. You just can just
kinda
tell
like it. The skunk.
Yeah. And finally, what weird smell do you actually love? You just can't get enough of it. 815, my finger. So there you go.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Hey, what do you do? I'm a wildlife photographer. We are jealous. That is the number one job people are jealous of and envious of, according to a recent survey. The list also includes chocolatiers, adventure tour guides, luxury real estate agents, vineyard and or winemaker folks, social media influencers, environmental scientists, video game developers, cheese artisans, and craft brewmasters. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Alex, you're a craft beer maker.
Yes, I am. I make craft beer in Griffith, Indiana at a place called New Overfalls Brewing.
My amazing.
Man, I got to tell you, Alex, you sound to me, I will be honest with you, every time I've met a craft brewmaster or a brewery person, they sound like you, very happy, very jolly, very excited about their job. Do you find the job is fun and you're generally optimistic and happy about your day-to-day life?
Yeah, I mean, you get a taste beer almost every day.
Can't
okay.
beat it.
Yeah.
Oh. And do your friends and family actually tell you they're jealous? Like what's that like?
Oh, I mean, it makes me feel great. Like, my brother is an electrician, and he likes beer, so he's one of those people that keeps on telling me, like, hey, how do you do this? How do you do this?
Now, what's your latest creation that you're brewing right now? Like, something cool, something different, something for summer?
We are making a Hefeweizen, which is a traditional German-style wheat beer.
We know some Germans.
Yeah. You want to talk to him, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
His name is Gunter. He's shy.
He's shy right
he's
now.
He's such a beer expert himself that sometimes he's afraid to kind of get in the conversation like he's trying to one-up the actual craft brew person. But right. I would say, Gunter, don't be shy.
No, this he's is very like, authentic.
These are your people.
Hello, is this the Alex, the brewmaster from the Indianas?
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Alex. I hear you're making a Hefeweizen for the breweries.
Yes.
Is that the beer with the lemons?
It has a very banana taste to it.
Bananas!
Very German.
You are bananas, Alex. You are bananas. Alex, what is the name of the brewery one more time?
New Oberfalls.
New Oberfalls? Perhaps, Alex, you could send some of the New Oberfalls to the 101.9 The Mix.
I would love to. You guys would love it.
Oh, I can't wait to try it. How many do you think he should send?
9!
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, wait, where's he going? Gunter left. Oh, my God. It's Alex.
Gone.
I'm so sorry about that. Gunter has gone.
Gunter, now, he's a real in-and-out kind of guy.
Alex, I thank you for playing along. You are a gem. How big is your beard?
Not that big. I just shaved it off for No Shave November.
Hey!
Right after that, so it's been growing since then.
Is
That's
that
a
part
time.
Of being a brewmaster? Is it something? Because, you know, I didn't even need to guess that you have
was
a beard.
The beauty
like,
part.
I know.
You
right?
didn't even know he had one for sure. It's just assumed.
When you become.
It's one of those, like, unwritten rules.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And do you guys play, like, what kind of music is playing in your brewery? Because I have found going into a brewery, they're either listening to, like, Fish and OAR or they're listening to Slayer. Like, there's no in between.
Well, I have 101.9 The Mix on.
Yes, yeah,
that's
Alex!
Right. Let's go. We gotta give Alex all the prizes. We should give you everything. You're the man.
You have one of those beard nets, you know, like a hair net, like but a beard net. Because otherwise, I would think a couple of them hairs might fall in the brew. You know.
No, only when we're actually brewing do we have those on.
Okay, good. You do have them, though. That's good.
Okay, now that we have you, this has become Ask a Brewmaster, which is wonderful. And I love that your friends and family are jealous of your job. How do you get into this craft? No pun intended.
Well, I actually started in the kitchen, but then once the previous brewmaster left, I took over.
Now, wow. Does one have to earn credentials? Because, you know, like in the wine world, the sommeliers, they have to earn the accreditation and blah, blah, blah. To be a brewmaster, is it just that you, at this point, know so much about the beer that you're appointed brewmaster? Did you have to get any kind of degree or something like that?
So you need to have a technical degree, but I have a mechanical engineering degree.
Oh,
so
wow.
That kind of helps push that aside a little bit.
And I'm assuming that while getting that mechanical engineering degree, you were partaking in lots of beers.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
That's how you get it done.
Well, Alex, we're going to send you a bunch of mixed swag that you guys can have there for the brewery. And then maybe we could set up, we should set up like a tour or something, Swanee. Like
yes.
We'll go all over there. Is your beer available in the Chicago area anywhere that we could pick it up, or is it only out of the brewery?
It's only in Northwest Indiana.
Okay, Northwest Indiana. That's great.
Well, I was love just Northwest there. Indiana.
Yeah, I was just there yesterday in Burns Harbor.
Yeah, we're in there.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. I should have picked some up. Well, this will be great, man. Good luck. Congratulations. One more time, the name of the brewery for everybody listening.
New Oberfalls.
New Oberfalls.
Get I love
your,
you, Alex.
Get your sweet cheeks to New Oberfalls. Say hi to Alex. You'll know you're in the right brewery because they got 101.9 The Mix on.
That's right.
And good luck with the Hef, man. I hope it all comes together for you guys this summer.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Phobias are a real thing. Recently, a woman posted on Facebook a confession that she is afraid and has a phobia of multiple mirror fitting rooms. She doesn't like them. She doesn't want to go into them. And then her friend said, hey, we got your back. Here's all the things we were afraid of. I get panicked around skyscrapers. I'm scared of blenders. I don't like touching cotton balls. Like, hey, hold this cotton ball for me, would you? Yeet. What is your strange phobia? Good morning, Nora.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you have a problem. You're Nora, but it's the snorers that you have the problem with, right?
Well, no one likes snorers, but I have a phobia of sleepwalkers.
Mm. Sleepwalkers. Now, when did this begin for you?
I have a specific origin story for it. I had a nightmare, or maybe it was recurring as a child, about a lady who would sleepwalk and she would chase me. Oh. And she couldn't wake up. And so it stuck with me and they freaked me out. I just don't want to be around any sleepwalkers.
Really? Now, have Anybody? You ever lived with a sleepwalker before?
Luckily, no. But a couple times I've, stayed at somebody else's house or been somewhere where there was somebody who had a history of sleepwalking. And let's say I didn't sleep great that night because I knew they were in
you
the
were
same
worried.
House as me.
Wild. Yeah, yeah, you and I could never share a Vrbo or an Airbnb because I sleepwalk from time to time.
Oh, no.
But thank you so much for putting up with this and listening to The Morning Mix, even though I terrify you, Nora. So Nora has a phobia of sleepwalkers. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, we are coming up on hell season for you with summer barbecues. What is your phobia?
I am definitely afraid of condiments, any
condiments.
Of them.
Ketchup, what? Mustard, yes. Relish, me saying them even, is that freaking you out?
Yeah, literally, I have goosebumps right now talking about them. And my mom used to force, when we would go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, she would get ketchup on my hamburger because she didn't want to wait. And I would literally, have a panic attack as a child in the back seat, and I would not eat it.
I'm going to force you to smoke cigarettes.
What is that?
And you're going to have to be strong and say
this?
No.
What
if you don't quit popping your fingers, you will.
Oh, that's our producer.
I don't think that's
what is happening?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I'm so sorry, Amy. We got interrupted there by the internet. Now, when did this begin? Where you said as a kid you couldn't handle the McDonald's thing, but was there a moment where something happened with ketchup or mustard that freaked you out?
I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of all as long as I can remember. And even salad dressing, just the smell, people will bring their lunches at work and I have to remove myself from the table because I cannot handle it.
Do you have those friends who are just like, oh, come on, I'm going to break you this. Just try it once.
Yep.
And I bet you. Yeah.
How do you get through a day? I'm sincere. Like anywhere you go, there's condiments.
Yes, pretty much everywhere. It's really hard. And my kids are super picky, probably because of my issue with condiments.
So you don't put anything on a hot dog, on a burger, on a sandwich, nothing?
Nothing.
On salad?
Everything is plain. Nope, everything Violetta is plain.
What about on noodles? Is sauce a condiment?
Butter?
Butter is okay. I'm fine with that. I can tolerate barbecue sauce as long as it's warmed up. I cannot eat cold barbecue sauce.
Are you in great shape?
No.
No, I wondered if it was
actually,
some kind
I'm
of a,
not.
A hack.
Oh, well, this is weird, but I like it.
This is so interesting. Amy, don't go anywhere, okay? Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. All right, so she's afraid of all condiments.
That's tough.
Hey, Matt, what do you have a phobia of?
Hey, guys. So it's Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. He can barely get it out of his mouth. So for Matt, it's the Teletubbies. I promise you I will not play Teletubbies music right now. I thought about it, but I don't want to freak you out. Even hearing the Teletubbies, that freaks you out?
Yeah, the songs, the way they sing, I get nauseous. Literally, when I see them, I get a sick feeling in my stomach. It's pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, what about that baby son? Just terrible.
It's too much.
I think this is okay. You're a grown man. It's frankly nothing to be ashamed of that you're afraid of those guys.
And it's avoidable. You can predict and
exactly.
You can avoid, right?
Yes. I think you're okay.
Hi, Maha. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What are you terrified of? You have a phobia of what?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. And cottage cheese right now is having a glow up. Like, cottage cheese is everywhere. They're trying to make ice cream out of cottage cheese, bagels and stuff, like all sorts of stuff out of cottage cheese. Are you finding it harder over the last year or so to avoid cottage cheese?
I've generally avoided it, but I just cannot get over how people can look at it and not be freaked out by it.
Yeah.
It
is. I was the only kid I knew that ate cottage cheese. I don't know why, and I didn't mind it, but I was kind of used to it.
Yeah.
But people looked at me like I was an alien that I even liked it. And I haven't eaten it since I was a kid, because at some point I'm like, why was I eating that? It's so curdy and whey-ish.
It's the chunkiness of it. Yeah. I think it looks like somebody chewed it and spit it out.
It does.
It doesn't. It needs a new PR team, because there's a lot of words surrounding it that aren't great, like curd.
Yeah.
It's a gross word.
But the color of it, I think it looks refreshing. Like it just being kind of this white blob. I'm like, it's kind of sour cream. Yeah.
Blob, glob. None of them are good words.
Not good.
None of them.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Hey, Whip.
Yes.
Do you know the best planet in the galaxy to get a tattoo?
Tatooine, Chris.
My God!
Oh!
I would like everyone to know that was not planned, and that was my heart beating fast as the question came up of like, what's the answer? What's the answer? Oh!
I knew you were going to get that.
Feels good.
Man, glad we took that improv class together.
You guys are on fire.
Really?
Come on.
The old millennial tattoos. Tattoo artists have begun sharing on TikTok what millennial tattoos are. These are tattoo artists who do hundreds and hundreds of tattoos a year, and they're noticing a trend within millennials. Tattoos include anything Harry Potter. More specifically, though, the Deathly Hallows symbol. Also, any cartoon characters, Disney-inspired or otherwise. Frogs wearing cowboy hats for some reason. You've also got anchors and little tiny arrows, dream catchers, pocket watches, and compasses. We got a text that said, I have a magic wand on my finger. Does that count? Yes, absolutely that counts.
For sure.
And I have an hourglass tattoo. Does that count? Yes, absolutely that counts. Hi, Sage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some Sage advice for us. What tattoos do you have?
So I have a combination of the infinity sign and the arrows.
I've seen this. That is very normal.
So is the arrow like through the infinity symbol or how does it lay out?
So the infinity symbol, if you like draw it out, the ends don't connect and both of the ends separate out into the arrow.
Got it. Okay. And is this like a single needle thin tattoo?
It's not a point and stick, but it is small. It's on my rib cage. The classic location.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where mine is as well.
Yeah. Same.
All right, so she's got the infinity symbol with the arrows on it, the old combo platter. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, if we're looking at a compass, what is your tattoo?
Well, I do have the infinity symbol as well on my ribs, of course.
Okay, right on the ribs. Love it.
But there is one I think you guys are forgetting about, or the tattoo artist forgot about, and that's the nautical star.
The nautical star.
The one that has the lines through each point, and then one side is shaded just a little bit, and everybody I know within my age range has that same dumb tattoo.
I think that tattoo might fall into the compass category. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're rocking the nautical star, and you also have the infinity symbol. Do you have any other tattoos or just those two?
Well, I have a bunch, but they don't fall into the category.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
One that I also thought they're missing is a feather. I feel like everyone had like a feather underneath
under
their
the arm.
Or like somewhere on their forearm. And it made them seem very like a world. Yeah.
I think Dave
Earth.
Grohl has one of those. It was one of his first.
It's
and
big.
Then he eventually got a million so you could barely see any individual one. Yeah. But yeah, he had one of those.
He'll knock you over with it.
That's so true.
Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hi.
You are checking a lot of boxes on the old millennial tattoos.
I am.
What do you have, Katie?
Okay, so I have cursive script, which is thin and horrible, and my best friend and I share it. So she has two infinity, and I have and beyond. So
oh
we have
my God! I love
that's
infinity,
nice.
That is sweet.
And the cursive.
That's yeah, sweet. That's yeah, Buzz Lightyear's tagline. Come on, that's awesome. How long have you guys had the two infinity and beyond tattoo?
Probably about 12 years.
Okay, so you've had the tattoo for 12 years. How long have you known each other?
About 20, because we were 14 when we met.
And you never had any fear throughout the time of having the tattoo of any kind of a best friend breakup. You guys are in this thing forever.
We're in it together.
Good. That's awesome. I love that.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Now we go to the newsroom with Whip.
On
to
more serious news we can use. A woman can barely sit due to 5 butt lifts.
Hey.
Wow. A 29-year-old Serbian model named Natasha Crown had trouble sitting down and still does because she's undergone 5, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Brazilian butt lifts. That's 10 cheek lifts,
thank
I
you
believe,
for counting
altogether. She wants to achieve the world's largest bum, and she's going to stop at nothing to do that. Natasha, who has spent $150,000 on her quest, if you don't believe she's going to stop at nothing, just think about that number, okay? She has to wiggle into chairs. She says, listen, I'm pretty extreme. I think people are afraid of me. It's scary for men. You got my personality, for one thing. Then you got my body. And then you have everything else on top of that. You got my butt, which I'm trying to make the biggest one in the world. That alone would be intimidating to people, right?
Oh, for sure.
But she loves it. She says it's extreme, and this is what she's all about. So good luck to Natasha and her quest to have the world's biggest bum.
I can't wait, actually, to show my Serbian grandma, Bako. I want to show her a picture of Natasha.
You think
and see
she knows
she
her?
Thinks.
Do you think she knows her? Maybe they're from the same area?
If Natasha walked into my village, I don't think people would accept her very well.
I think the unfortunate part about it is, for many people, they say that she's a real ass.
And I feel like I'm doing the Lord's work here by telling you, you say but guza,
yes, guza
in Serbian. That's a big guza.
I knew a guy named Guzik in high school. You think it was related, and you think his name was really like Butts?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, because the there Z are people, makes a big difference there.
There are people named Butts, and there's people named Butt.
Please.
Yeah.
There are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You guys say that like you know of people named Butts.
There's a Butts.
I have known people named Butts.
Yeah.
I can't think of who, but there have been like football players,
no,
for
it's
example.
Like Butt Kiss.
Like Dave Butts. Well, that's another
butt
one.
Butt Kiss. Yeah. It's always shocked me because way back when names were first a thing, your name had to do with what your job was. So
right,
it was like, oh, we're Bill Smith because they were like the blacksmith. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, this is Tom Barber because he was the barber. Or these are the Baker family, you know. So I was always confused at the Buttmans.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Jake Butt, for example, he was a tight end with the Denver Broncos in recent years.
All right, there's one person.
But his name was Butt, and his job was tight end. Come on! It's all right there for you.
Now, Dave Butts, when I was growing up, a defensive tackle with the Washington Redskins at the time.
Okay.
Butts, his name is Butt. That's two.
Is there two T's in there?
Both happen to be football.
Right?
No, it's only B-U-T-Z.
Cigarette Butts. It's all the same.
I know there are other people named Butts. Anyway.
Well, now I feel like a guza.
No,
I bet you you're listening right now and your name is Butts. I bet you we got a Butts listening right now.
Guaranteed.
Swanee went to school with a Butts. Chrissy Butts, in fact. And I bet you Chrissy is listening right now out in Glendale.
I only have believe all of you guys, so if you are a butt, call us.
We got the phone, it's lighting up!
Is it?
Yes, on line one! Let's
go!
Hang on! He's talking, he's asking for identification.
Yeah, right.
All right, yeah. Our executive producer, Swanee, currently talking with what looks to be a butt.
You are going to whole believe us in a second.
Yeah.
You only half believe us. You're
going to
100
butt.
Believe us. In our entirety, you're going to believe us in a minute.
I might stand up for it.
Yeah. All right.
630, my dentist, Dr. Butt.
There you go.
Let's go. He's working on the wrong end.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We do have some trending audio for 90s babies out there and all of the things that they heard their parents say constantly.
If you swim too soon after you eat, you will drown.
If you don't quit popping your fingers, you will have arthritis by the time you're 30.
If you don't quit crossing your eyes, they will get stuck like that.
It's not always going to have a calculator.
If you swallow that gum, it will stay stuck in your guts for 7 years.
Yeah.
Fear they try to instill in us.
All of them.
Yeah, literally. So everybody's thinking that's very relatable. Next up on the local line, Imani the Piping Plover has returned to Montrose Beach. Who is Imani? He is the son of famed Monty and Rose. They were plover. How do you say that bird?
I think it's plover. Piping plover.
Plover. Okay.
I think it is.
It's a
Peter
plover.
Piper packed a
It's hard to say.
You look at me like I'm, and I might not be right, but plover. I think this is how the news people say it, so okay. I'm basing it on that, piping plover.
Barely knew her.
There you go.
Exactly. So they stole everybody's hearts in the city back in the summer of, not even the summer, in 2019. This was all during the pandemic, and these birds literally brought people so much joy. So now we're excited to see their son, Imani.
From now on, if somebody says to me, hey, where's Whip? Ah, he's back there piping plover. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on Montrose Beach. I don't think they recommend that.
Yeah, watch out.
Not at all.
Yeah, you're going to get the
itchies. And lastly, we cannot go on without acknowledging that yesterday was hashtag the perfect date. So in the movie Miss Congeniality, Miss Rhode Island misunderstood the question William Shatner's character asked her. Everybody was celebrating that yesterday. We're a day behind the trend, but I wanted to cover it.
Today's a better weather day for that.
Exactly.
So it really works out better.
It's a light jacket weather day.
Shame on her. Go back to Rhode Island.
And that's your flash briefing.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.